Insurgents intensified their campaign against military targets and US-led forces in Afghanistan overnight, killing 8 Americans and 5 Canadians. John Kelly has the story.
The Taliban have claimed responsibility for the suicide attack on a US military base in Khost province near the border with Pakistan, which killed 8 civilians. A US congressional official said that CIA agents are believed to be among the dead. However, the CIA has not yet commented on or confirmed the deaths. The attack is the worst loss of life for Americans in the country since October. In the south, 4 Canadian troops and a reporter embedded with their unit died when their armoured vehicle hit a bomb while on afternoon patrol south of Kandahar City. Brigadier General Daniel Maynard, commander of the coalition forces in Kandahar, explained what the soldiers were doing on the patrol and expressed his condolences to the families of those killed in the attack.
The soldiers were conducting a community security patrol in order to gather information on the pattern of life and maintain security in the area. The journalist was traveling with them to tell the story of what Canada's soldiers are doing in Afghanistan. On behalf of all the soldiers, airmen, sailors and special operators of Joint Task Force Afghanistan, I offer our sincere condolences to the families and friends of our fallen.
Michelle Lang, a 34-year-old health reporter with the Calgary Herald, arrived in the country just 2 weeks ago. She was the first Canadian journalist to die in Afghanistan. I'm John Kelly.